Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Scottish voters supposedly promised to stick with the UK, but there's shocking video compilation shot right off UK television, right off Scottish and English and Irish television. It's a compilation showing live feeds of huge stacks of voter cards that say, yes, leave, but they're in the stacks that say, no, stay. Now, Stalin said the great part about running the government was he got to count the votes, so he didn't care how you voted, just who counted them. There is a lot of evidence of election fraud. There's not always election fraud. And in a lot of polls, it was running obviously neck and neck. But this does look pretty bad. And there were pros and cons from researching it. Stay in the UK or get out of it. But I'm for whatever the Scots wanted to vote to do. But they've been so domesticated under socialism and under Labour Party for 50, 60 years that a lot of them are scared to get out of the welfare state they were in for a new welfare state they were being promised. If it was managed right, and if foreign interest didn't come in and loot Scotland like they've done Greece and Italy and so many other countries, then I would be for Scottish independence. But you know what? It's not really my business, is it? It's the Scots' business. And if there is fraud going on here, we need to expose it. And my gut tells me that there probably is fraud, maybe on both sides. That's what usually happens in elections. It's like a war, who can steal on both sides, and that's always the argument. Well, they're going to cheat, so we better cheat. But there's just really massive evidence mounting that there was fraud. And Paul Watson will join us. We'll roll some of that video for TV viewers to see. Radio listeners can go to Infowars.com. Russian election observers are saying Westminster rigged Scottish independence vote. Well, Russia would say that because they want to work developing gas with Scotland. They're heavily developing gas right off the shore there. So are the British. Also, banksters aligned behind globalist climate agenda. Very important article by Kurt Nemo. Again, yes, supporters claim videos show Scottish referendum was rigged. These are just the headlines top to bottom. The Dow and S&P 500 soar to irrational heights. Meanwhile, the ultra-wealthy run by gold bars. Very important article by Michael Schneider. This one really makes me mad because I see these articles every day now. Every day. No exaggeration. Sometimes multiple times. Nosy neighbors, six cops, child services on innocent mom, don't let your kids play outside. She says she doesn't like hearing them yell, so she calls CPS. This is the new thing. I mean, I'll go to public pools and people don't want kids splashing or yelling. Or if water hits them, they'll actually say something. I'm like, you're in a pool. Or go buy your own house and get a pool and then have a fence around it. It makes me so angry. It's not illegal to go outside. It's not illegal to have your kids play in the backyard or at the park across the street. They're now sending CPS when 11-year-olds are playing 300 feet. I mean, my dad was sent to work at different apprentice jobs at oil refineries and stuff when he was 10. You know, they'd send him for 2 weeks down to Houston or send him for a few weeks over here to literally pick cotton, send him a few weeks. And he was sent all over. That's what you did in the old days. You sent your sons, especially, all over to learn different angles, different things. So many of my answers, my dad's great uncle ran away when he was 11 and went on a steamship around the world and came back 20 years later and ended up becoming, you know, wealthy and very successful and ran alcohol with Al Capone, a bunch of other stuff. And Steiner's great granddaddy. That's just funny, those connections. But I mean, his great grandfather Buck, who died at 100 and something, was working in the stockyards when he was 7 in Fort Worth before he moved down here. We'll be right back.
I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here. I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up.
Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
In a few moments, we're going to be talking to Paul Joseph Watson from London, England. He's been following the vote in Scotland that came in at about midnight Central Time last night. Scottish voters choose to stick with the United Kingdom. But now we have the headline at prisonplanet.com and infowars.com with an extremely powerful video that we're going to be rolling in the background of different clips from the news showing huge tables of the ballots where people reportedly were saying that they wanted independence, saying yes, but then it's in the no column. Says it's in the no stack, and then they zoom in on the ballots, stack after stack, and it's marked yes, yes, yes. And then it cuts from Sky News to other videos that individuals shot showing what appears to be the people running it, filling out piles of no votes and putting them in the yes stacks. And this was on national television, just in the background as the commentators are talking, this is going on. Yes supporters claim video shows Scottish referendum was rigged despite a 10% margin of victory with no campaign in the Scottish referendum. Some supporters of the Yes camp for independence are pointing to videos which they claim show evidence of vote rigging. We're going to be breaking this down. Huge news on the stock market front. Massive news on the Ebola front. Sierra Leone to shut down for 3 days and basically order people to stay indoors to stop the viral spread. Well, it gestates for upwards of 22 days before the symptoms manifest. So how is a 3-day shutdown going to stop the viral spread? And they're talking about Sierra Leone and other countries over there ceasing to exist and becoming wastelands. Just road warrior level collapse. That's what happens. Big, sophisticated societies are very delicate. The bigger, the more fancy, the more complex, the easier things degenerate. Just on time deliveries. Populations that aren't self-sufficient. And now that Ebola is hitting big African cities, in some cases that have 3-4 million residents, it is causing absolute havoc. And it's clear the media has been covering up just how bad this is. Now the UN says Ebola threatens global peace and security. 8 dead in attack on virus education team in Guyana. The official death toll reaches 2,600. It was well over 3,000 a long time ago, folks. They are really, they're not out there tracking what's happening. No one wants to get near it. Mystery illness is plaguing girls in Colombia, blamed on vaccine, causing fainting and paralysis. I've seen this. Let me not exaggerate. In 20 years on air, let me not exaggerate. Probably 1,000 times. Just this week, we saw London Telegraph, you name it, dozens and dozens dead, 30 plus dead, and that's just what they're tracking and admitting to. So people giving the shots saying that, so that's a whitewash. Usually there'll be like 500 dead, they'll say 36 dead. Or they'll have a flu shot test, this was in Bloomberg a few years ago, where they'll shoot up all the homeless people at a clinic, and they'll say 14 died, and later it turns out it's 40-something. I mean, almost everybody died that took it. And it turned out it was some deadly souped-up weasel flu. Remember that? Remember that? Flu shot kills homeless in Czech Republic was the headline. This week, it was Syria, UN-held area with the rebels, forcibly shooting people up. And you got homeless people in the Czech Republic and Poland, was both places. There's the London Telegraph from 2008. Homeless people die after bird flu, vaccine trial in Poland. I mean, there's so many of these, I can't even keep track of them. What I'm getting at is, this week, I saw vaccine deaths in Pakistan, in Syria, and now in Colombia. And that's what's in the news there. They go, we take the shots, and the little girls start dying. 2 + 2 = 4. You take the Gardasil shot, blood starts pouring out of every orifice 2 days later, and you get paralyzed for a couple months and then are in a wheelchair the rest of your life if you're lucky. It killed a bunch of people in the trials. It's 9 years ago. They couldn't roll the drug out. So they had Rick Perry come out, probably a useful idiot at the time, because they sent somebody unofficially from his office to kind of apologize to me. One of his main people. He's not all bad. He likes you. He, you know, he wants to help. Whatever, Perry. You never walked it back. I think he did say it was a mistake once. To say, it's the law, take the Gardasil shot, when there was no law. Callers calling and they go, I live up here in Kentucky. I had one yesterday. And they're telling us we got to take the vaccines. They're saying it's the law. And I go, sir, it's not the law. They're lying. There's a waiver that they have to give you, but even the waiver's not law. It's all just buffaloing you. Well, they're going to kick my kids out if I don't take it, and they're saying it's the law. Now, Alex, they're saying it's the law. Are you lying to me? And these people, I've seen this literally hundreds of times. They'll go into the school nurse in Texas or Tennessee or New York. They'll go, I want that waiver. They'll go, there's no waiver. Yes, there is. No, there's not. It's a criminal enterprise everywhere with all these people just trained to lie. Trained to engage in massive, sustained, continual fraud. Ladies and gentlemen, you can go to Google right now and type in vaccine exemption form Kentucky, vaccine exemption form Ohio, vaccine exemption form Nebraska, vaccine exemption form Texas, and it will pop up the state health department with the form that all you got to do is fill it out, mail it in, and then show the school you have it if you want to comply. My kids have gone to private school. They bring all this stuff up. I just show them the waiver. Then I show them the code. There is no law. And they go, you're right. I don't vaccinate my kids. Nurses, when I had 3 kids in the hospital, tried to push it. And later they go, oh, I listen to your show. I don't give my kids it either. I got sick from vaccines here years ago. There it is. Texas Vaccine Exemption Program, vaccineinfo.net. I mean, this is how they play the ignorance game. In this one microcosm of vaccines, if you know this microcosm, it's a Rosetta Stone, you know everything. Because it shows how ignorance works. Listeners hear me saying this, but the school's lying to them, and the news is saying it's the law, and the governor's saying it's the law. And they believe I'm lying, because if the media and the school are lying, well, my gosh, we have criminals in control. Well, you bet, that's what you got. When somebody is sitting there at the school nurse's office lying to your face about vaccines, I mean, it's in the news again today, mainstream news, that little girls are dead and dying in Colombia right after they get shots, and the parents are blaming it on that. Well, it's like walking outside and it's raining, you blame the rain for getting wet. What a novel idea. Or you go out in the street and a truck runs over you and you wonder why your legs are broken, and the cops show up and go, it wasn't the truck that hit you. The wind blew. They just play these mind control games, and I'm done playing them. Now joining us from London, England, Paul Joseph Watson, I guess of Scottish descent himself. And I know he's from the north of England, formerly from Sheffield. I know his view was mixed on this, because if you bring in an outside group, and it'll just be new government management, and they may be looted. But obviously the UK is a corrupt system as well. But the UK itself's already under the EU. And from what I've seen from Lord Monckton, which is a pretty powerful argument, the EU, it will be in more control of Scotland now, because they're not getting out of the EU deal. So it's almost a vacuum, like a new conqueror. You pull out one group and just insert another. I want to get Paul's view on this and the big news that Scots are saying it was rigged. Paul Joseph Watson, your story's on Infowars.com. First off, what do you make of fraud? What do you think of the election?
Well, there are numerous claims coming out, Alex, in light of this voting, which took place yesterday. We know before the election even took place that they were sending out polling cards to children as young as 3 years old. So there were all these people being registered to vote who weren't legally allowed to vote. Then yesterday you had police in Glasgow investigating at least 10 different cases of people who came in to vote and were told that they had already voted. They'd been crossed off the list. So obviously people were coming in to vote twice. So that's confirmed that there was vote fraud that way. Then you've got these videos, as you mentioned, which, again, you know, for the moment, they're just allegations. We don't know exactly what they show. And this is sporadic as far as we can tell. But, you know, one example, the lady's counting out the vote. She takes cards from the yes pile, puts them in the no pile. Another example, there's a bunch of yes cards, referendum cards that are stacked on top of the no table. So they may have been counted as no votes.
And by the way, all the body language of these people is very sneaky looking. That's what my kids act like when they're doing something wrong.
And then there's another guy who's apparently filling in referendum cards. They could be something else, but they look like the referendum cards at a polling station. So why is he filling them in? So there are numerous questions swirling around this, nothing concrete, but interesting comments also from Russian election observers who are obviously not, you know, neutral. We're not claiming them as some authority. But one of Russia's top election observers, whose people were there, came out today and said that, I think the exact quote is, let me get the exact quote. According to what our observers at the polling offices tell us, there were more yes votes during the vote count. And basically he says that every violation imaginable occurred during the vote count. So that's
I want to break this down when we come back in detail from your article at Infowars.com. It's been tweeted out at Real Alex Jones and on Watson's Twitter as well. We'll be right back. Stay with us. A lot of financial news coming up in the next segment after Paul leaves us. Alibaba's IPO to end U.S. dominance in technology sector, experts are saying. Meanwhile, we've got a more detailed story up on Infowars.com dealing with what exactly is happening with the ultra-rich buying gold bars as the stock market goes to all-time highs. But the Telegraph is also reporting on it. Super-rich to buy Italian job-style gold bars. Economic uncertainties trigger rush to buy 12.5 kilo gold bars worth as much as 300,000 pounds each, or $500,000 or so. Absolutely. Universities, governments, they're all private individuals are just buying gold at record levels. But they artificially use the paper market to hammer it. This has come out even in the New York Times. And just to keep it at the price, well, that's a buying opportunity. Because when all this paper goes down, but I don't even plug gold because the average people won't buy it unless it's racing up. I buy gold when it's going down. So unfortunately, it's been the same for a while. I haven't bought any. But as soon as it dips, I get in there and buy some. And I've built a small amount for my family, a little nest egg, as you could say, a lot of silver as well. Most of my silver I bought at $5, $6, $7. Most of my gold I bought at $300, $350, $400. Never sold any of it. Didn't sell it when it went to 2,000. Didn't sell it when it went down to 1,100. Didn't sell it when it went back up to 13. I just you know. And we're going to cover that. Paul Watson, continuing with you on Scotland. You would think after the British trying to take it over for 500 years and finally getting it the last few hundred and exploiting it to a great extent, the British Empire, not the British people so much, the most exploited under the empire in many respects, most happily exploited, I could also add, from my historical research, I really don't buy it that they didn't vote for independence because the polls, most polls are running, 5% for? What do you think really happened here?
I think they were set to get the yes vote as of a couple of weeks ago. That was the crucial point where those polls said that the yes campaign was ahead for the first time because at that point, the elite in Westminster went into a complete tailspin. They were in an absolute panic. The three major parties aligned. They all went up to Scotland, and the propaganda was intense. They corralled the media, the BBC, most of the tabloids around this no campaign. And then you saw the polls again sway backwards. So whether there was voting fraud or not, certainly in sporadic cases, it seems that way. Also, these other election observers are saying that the polling slips in places like Edinburgh were just lying around. There was no security whatsoever. They called it last century style voting. So there were obviously some sporadic cases of it, but I think it was that propaganda in the week beforehand where the establishment rallied everything around this no campaign that kind of swung it back for them. But in terms of the long-term general picture, I mean, it's, again, it's as the New York Times says, it's the crisis of the global elites. From my perspective, they were just voting for a new slave master because, A, Alex Salmond, the leader of the Yes campaign, the SNP party, is basically an outright socialist. He used to be a Maoist. They basically want more welfare. They would have just delivered Scotland even further into the hands of the EU. So it wouldn't really have been a positive change. It probably would have collapsed.
But well, exactly. That's why, at a primitive level, knowing what happened to the Scots, I want them to get free of the UK. But the UK, for all intents and purposes, has 83% of its laws made by the EU that's even more evil. And it's just almost didn't even matter.
Right. But, you know, if there are, you look to other places in Europe, like Murdoch said yesterday, it's an anti-establishment groundswell where there are more alternative options like UKIP, which are not going to lead the country astray to a certain extent. I mean, there are some disturbing noises coming out of UKIP recently and Farage saying we need to give up freedom for security, which is of concern. But, you know, I voted for UKIP and they seem to be really rabble-rousing in terms of upsetting the establishment. You've got Le Pen in France. There was a recent poll that said if there was a presidential election in France now, I believe the next one is in 2017, that Le Pen would defeat Hollande, who obviously is, again, another socialist who has completely wrecked France's economy. So there's this entire groundswell of separatism as well, the Basque region in Spain, Catalonia, Bavaria in Germany, Denmark, Holland, all these other places where there's a groundswell of anti-establishment separatism, Italy as well, which has been completely screwed over by the EU, by the economic collapse. And of course, it's driven by these massive high unemployment rates and this discord with the establishment, with the elite. So in terms of the general trend, even though the Yes campaign lost, I think the outlook is positive in terms of this separatist move to get power based more locally so people can have a greater impact.
I want to come back and go over your article a little bit more. Top story on Infowars.com, Russian election observers, Westminster rigged Scottish independence vote with Paul Joseph Watson. Then I'm going to shift gears into the economic news, Putin news with their own internet kill switch. I mean, if Obama's got one, I guess Putin needs one. And a lot more coming up. Stay with us.
I'll take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Three times in the last week. Just think about this. It's been in mainstream news that UN-associated vaccine programs are killing children from Pakistan to Syria to Colombia. I've got all this news, but I was just here looking at this French news agency headline, Mystery Illness Plagues Girls in Colombia. And then it links right in with saying the parents say it's after a vaccine program. And they collapse and they start having convulsions. I mean, it's the same story over and over again. What was the headline just Monday? Vaccine deaths in Syria. I mean, it's just crazy. Then they go safe and effective, no adverse reactions in the vaccine program here in the U.S. We're just good about when our kids have convulsions and blood comes out their nose or whatever and they never talk again. And the doctor just tells us that they don't know why. And then, or maybe they call the cops on you and say, you know, you beat your kid. Then they get somebody else they can throw in the system. I mean, here in America, we put up with this. They have banned Gardasil in European countries, in Japan, in India. Within a year of it being introduced 8 years ago. But here in America, oh, they're banning GMO and they're pulling it out of the McDonald's food in South Africa, but not here. They're banning it all over the world, but not here. Not here. And that's why we lead the pack in obesity and neurological disorders and so much more. And I'm not being negative. The good news is We know what's going on. You don't want to walk around out in the field in the or the desert in the middle of the night. You'll step in a hole and break your leg. I've always used that analogy. And then I was out in Big Bend and wanted to cut across a parking lot to get back to the lodge. And my friend said, there might be snakes out there. And I go, it looks pretty flat. And I'm walking along in some scrub brush and step right into a 3-foot hole and blew out half of my Achilles. And may have to have surgery. 7 months ago. I got a pimp walk, though, now. Literally. And what if there had been floodlights? I'd have seen that hole. Must have been where an old telephone pole or light or something was. It was a pretty big, perfectly round hole right there in the dark in grass. Just ought to fill that thing. But that's what I'm here doing, is trying to put light on things so we can see all these holes so we don't step in them and break our ankle or break our foot or break our Achilles. Or walk into an old well. They're supposed to fill old wells or put grates over them. People die all the time out in night, walk around a field, fall in a well. My dad was playing around one when he was a kid and fell in it. It was only like 20 feet he climbed out. But this is what we're dealing with. And so I can't just emotionally say, I'm for Scottish independence. I have to go back and say, well, there's other tyranny that's going to come in, and these are socialists that are running this, so it may just be a deal to loot Scotland even faster than the UK would. But it's all tentacles of the same monster, and the tentacles kind of compete with each other when they're shooting out there grabbing things, but whatever they grab still goes in the same mouth. And so you'll have them fighting with each other over a piece of something. There's a competition to the New World Order's criminal activities. I want to get some final words on this from Paul Watson, then we're going to shift gears into other news. Paul, go back into your article because you got cut off earlier about what the Russians are saying and any other points that are important about this historic no vote on leaving Her Britannic Majesty's Kingdom. And we have the image up there that Kurt Nimmo put together of the Queen of England and a famous quote by Cecil Rhodes that's public. Why should we not form a secret society with but one object, the furtherance of the British Empire and the bringing of the whole world under British rule? And that's the guy that set up Oppenheimer, De Beers, and set up the Council on Foreign Relations and publicly wrote multiple books that I've personally read that you can buy that are available at libraries, describing the entire world government plan, the 10 kingdoms, the 3 super regions, the eugenics-based program around it. It's incredible. Information, Infowars.com right now. Going back to Paul Watson, final comments.
Yeah, there are several remarks made by these Russian election observers. One's reported in Newsweek. That was the one who said the ballots were basically lying around, no security whatsoever. Then there's Georgi Fyodorov, who told RIA Novosti, and he's part of one of Russia's top election observer groups. And again, we're not pretending that they're neutral, but it's still interesting to hear what they had to say about the referendum vote. And he said, quote, according to what our observers at the polling offices tell us, there were more yes votes during the vote count. He also said, Scotland found itself under immense pressure. Those on the UK side campaigning for a no vote resorted to every violation imaginable. And his comments are backed up by Igor Morozov, who also pointed to the intense propaganda campaign on behalf of Westminster that preceded the vote in the week before, and definitely said that that had an impact. So, you know, so far there are these sporadic cases of vote fraud that were allegedly caught on video. We've got those in the article as well. So we'll continue to watch it. I mean, we know the police are investigating cases of vote fraud in Glasgow. And there were ballots sent out to 3-year-old children weeks before the vote took place. So they're obviously illegal ballots being submitted as votes. So we'll continue to track it, but definitely a lot of questions being asked at the moment.
Paul, what else are you keeping your eyes on? We've seen this Alibaba IPO come out threatening, quote, U.S. dominance of tech stocks. The whole establishment world has always planned to suck the West dry and then leverage that into investments to dominate Asia, particularly China. But China is also teetering on collapse because of the inequities and the corruption, not inequities that communism didn't deliver. It delivered total tyranny. But the new inequities that they allow a superclass to engage in free market activity while keeping a giant underclass as slaves, thousands of riots per month in China. But it shows the globalist worldview of like locust eating us to the bone or piranha and then moving on to the next phase.
Yeah, but I think there's a definite split that took place. In fact, a couple of months ago, you had one of the top people out of these elite organizations. I forget which one it was, but he basically said that, I think it was the former U.S. ambassador to Russia who said, Russia is no longer part of the New World Order. They have betrayed us. And now you see they're setting up this anti-IMF dollar system, anti-dollar system. They're setting up their own internet with China and Brazil. And basically the BRICS nations are building this multipolar alternative world system, which is a direct threat to the unipolar New World Order that's being built by the US, the EU and NATO. So I definitely see a split. I mean, you had a top Chinese PLA professor come out earlier this week and say that they're preparing for a world war. They know where this is heading, that they're going to get ready in terms of sea battles and territory battles. So China is preparing for a world war. We know Russia recently revised its military doctrine to treat NATO as an enemy to authorize a preemptive nuclear strike on NATO countries. So it definitely seems like there's been a split over the past couple of years, of course, centering around Ukraine. So it definitely seems to have changed in that way. And then in terms of the grassroots stuff, of course, you had Brzezinski saying there's a global political awakening. So change and revolt is in the air, but they're trying to steer it towards their own ends. We saw they hijacked the Arab Spring. Obviously, in the case of Scottish independence, that wasn't a purely freedom-orientated movement. It was driven largely by the socialist SNP. So revolt is coming, change is coming. It's just who drives it, who diverts it, who gets control of the reins.
And then we have Newt Gingrich and others saying that the American people are really mad at the government. The establishment better do something. This is as he and others push the same agenda. Look at John Boehner with Obama funding Obamacare yesterday. They didn't repeal anything. They didn't even repeal the most horrible parts of it because the special interests wrote it. And now the elite are realizing, though, that this is going to be a horrible world we're going to live in, that they're destroying the golden goose. The mid-level and even some of the high-level people aren't really bad. They're just greedy mercenaries. And now they're understanding, whoa, this is really an anti-human, exterminist, really wicked, dark program that is coming in. And it's not going to be good for your grandkids. It's not going to be good for you. People 30, 40 years ago said the New World Order will be really bad for your grandkids. Well, 30, 40 years later, people that were 20, 30, 40 years old then have grandkids. And so now it's here. This is the beginning of the season of woe. This is the beginning of the seasons of crises after crises. As the carrying limit of the planet is reached, not because we didn't have a higher carrying limit, but because they artificially cut stuff off, stifled new development and innovation, and are going to try to use the global crisis of the carrying limit being reached to pose as saviors to try to stop the collapse when they are actually orchestrating it and riding this dragon, riding this beast. It is a hellish dark logic they're using, and we've all got front row seats to it. And folks, we don't want to just have front row seats. We want to get in the arena. And that's where you'll get battle-tested in politics, battle-tested in business, battle-tested in life. That's where you'll learn how everything works. And the whole system is built to arrest your development, keep you in a childlike state. That's why people used to send their kids to apprentice when they were 7 years old. They called it child labor. It had some evils to it. Paul Watson, thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to continue breaking this down. Anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, just on the economic front. I mean, they're obviously preparing this bubble to inflate it even bigger, to pop it and collapse it. And we're going to see more riots. I mean, for months before Ferguson, I was on here. You were on saying that riots were coming. That took place. They're only going to get bigger. And they're making the bubble. They're inflating it to such an extent. You know, I know people in the UK who needed mortgages for £300,000 and the banks were offering them 600,000, just saying, here, take it. So they're inflating that bubble even more now.
Oh, the inflation is hitting everywhere. Things are getting so expensive. And then what happens when the welfare check comes, but it doesn't buy anything anymore, and they're increasing the welfare checks by 3% a year? They'd have to be increasing them by 10, 15% a year to even let people get what they had before. That's why the discontent will increase. People say, hey, make those lazy people work. Well, they took the jobs away. They brainwashed them and incentivized being lazy. They don't know how. Then you've got working poor paying the tickets, paying the fines, paying the fees, paying the doctors, paying the tuition. They don't have the money. They're breaking down. They're having heart attacks. They scream at their wife. The wife calls the cops. Now they're in jail. Just everything is designed to destroy predatorily and drive us over the edge of a cliff. Paul Watson, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Alex.
And again, Paul Watson also does news reports for the InfoWars Nightly News. You can see every weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, at PrisonPlanet.tv. Speaking of PrisonPlanet.tv, now is the time to become a member. It's been around, I don't know, 12, 13, 14 years now. Been around since 2000, I guess 14 years. And I've been around on air for almost 20. And it's got some of the very first stuff I ever did that's nowhere even on the web but PrisonPlanet.tv. It's got my book in e-version, Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, New World Order. It's got the nightly news, special reports on the road. It's just got everything, all the films in HD. 11 people can use your membership. Just give them your username. 11 people can use your membership. It's $5.95. Share it with friends and family. If you are a member and haven't done that, become one today. Now, before I go any further, I'm going to take my noontime dose of Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth crystal form iodine that literally no one else has, and that's why it's so different than the other iodines that are out there. And I'm also going to mix, as I do daily, usually do this three times a day. I forgot this morning. My super male vitality, so I'm going to take two droppers of that. Concentrated super herbs and plant extracts that are cold-pressed, organic, and concentrated, supercharging, designed to help your glands release the hormones you're supposed to have, basically blocking, from what Dr. Grip breaks down, all the estrogen mimickers and endocrine disruptors that are in the food and water and in this industrial society, many of them on purpose. So again, what I do is I do that. I have the secret sauce that's not available yet for listeners, but as soon as it comes out, it may be this year, I'm not sure, we will have the secret sauce for everybody that gives me so much natural energy with zero side effects, sometimes too much energy. And I'm going to take my daily dose of this. I'll give you a little secret. People normally inject this because it's not able to be absorbed. But this stuff that's coming out has a similar effect to injecting it, but by drinking it. We're just busy getting all the trademarking and patent pending and on it before it's released. There's nothing like releasing super high-quality products to fund your own operation and not be funded by taxpayer money like NPR or MSNBC. Oh, yeah, MSNBC is taxpayer-funded as well. I mean, why do you think it's literally government propaganda? Turn your guns in, families are bad, world government's good, men are evil, fathers are bad, everyone's racist but Obama. Turn your guns in. We love you. We didn't build your business. Alex Jones is a terrorist. No, I'm not. I'm just somebody that wants prosperity to be normal. You people are a bunch of psychopathic, knuckle-dragging control freaks that want to bring the whole world down because you get off on it. You want to be able to engage in all your crime and stalk people and mess with them and play games. You know what? You know how much more energy I get when people are messing with me? I love it. It's kind of sick. But, I mean, that's what it's all about. That's why Thomas Jefferson called it the animating contest of liberty. Because that's when you're animated, is when you're on the field. I love sports. I love playing them. And life is a big, giant war, a big, giant game. And it's about playing by the rules, being a good person, but knowing how the dark side operates. You don't even use their own tricks on them. You just know how to do things that they then fall in the hole that they've dug for you. So again, if you want to get Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, if you want to get Survival Shield X2 or the regular Survival Shield that's better for kids, it's a lot weaker. Not even so much weaker, just more palatable. People say, man, you take iodine, it must taste horrible. No. That's because it's with alcohol and it binds with it and it's not true nascent from what we believe. This is crystal form from 7 to 12,000 feet, tens of millions of years old, and it's just absolutely pure. Again, the stuff, that the special process that they end up putting into the palm oil, the organic palm oil, is a purple gas. Purple gas. This stuff would eat through the floor like alien blood if you drop it on the floor and it's not in glass or porcelain. You're saying, man, why don't I want to take that? Because it goes into your body and your body loves it and it just grabs all the bad stuff. This is what your body operates off of, and it's why they bomb bad halogens in the food and water to try to block it. They literally bomb it because they don't want you to have this. And look, any iodine is better than it. I mean, if you don't have the money for X2, which is very inexpensive, go get the sea salts that are known to have iodine, and that's something. And that'll change your life. But this is amazing. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWarsLife.com. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here live. I'll be back live in studio this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. I am your host, Alex Jones. And there's just tons of breaking news every few minutes being posted to InfoWars.com. A lot of it original video, a lot of it original articles, original intel to PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, our two main sites. Again, the nightly news site is PrisonPlanet.tv. InfoWarsStore.com is the big funding mechanism with high-quality made-in-America, liberty-based apparel, and other great products, water filters, non-GMO, non-hybrid seeds at very low prices, very high quality, very inexpensive dash cams branded to InfoWars to protect yourself and be citizen journalist when you're out in your car and about. Literally over 1,000 high-quality products, shortwave radios, all of it at InfoWarsStore.com. When you go to InfoWarsLife.com or you go to MadeIn1776.com, that it takes you to subsections of InfoWarsStore.com to find different proprietary areas of the shopping cart. Just wanted to throw that out there. Okay, let's get into the latest on ISIS. I predicted this wasn't hard to do because I've seen them do this before. Obama, under public pressure, knowing Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and others through the West and NATO, armed ISIS to take over a bunch of areas. They've been arming them for Libya, Syria, Iraq. They tried to have basically the Muslim Brotherhood, same group, Sunnis, take over Egypt. It just took two horrible things. So it just shows you who runs our government, the type of stuff they want to do. This is in the news today, Obama to micromanage war against ISIS military. The military can't attack until he signs off on every strike because it works so well in Vietnam. Well, again, in Vietnam, they didn't want them bombing the north because they wanted to keep the war going for war profits. And Armin Hammer and Al Gore's father were on record owning factories in Russia, making the weapons to then be sent in. They couldn't even attack or torpedo the ships in the north that were bringing the weapons in to Hanoi. Same deal. In 2001, they wouldn't let them attack the real Taliban and Al-Qaeda in Kabul and other areas. They would only let them attack the 14-year-old conscripts on average out in ditches. So our troops were killing real people, but they were literally simulants. Now, once there was an occupation, the locals started fighting back. Then you just call them a Connie network. Those are just people that want control of the opium. Now you're fighting the local Afghan mafia that wants the schmack money. So our troops fought real people. My cousins killed them. Biggs has killed them. It's a real war. You understand? But it's staged in that they weren't allowed to take out the leadership. Same deal here. I've watched so much gun pod footage and missile footage I mean, I know when they want to give you crisp footage, you can see with people crawling around the ground, bleeding, bodies flying around. You look at these blurred out photos they're sitting in the video. It'll be like a Toyota truck with nobody around it, empty, or two pieces of artillery sitting there, and boom! No, if you saw real footage, it'd be a road with a column coming up it and jets coming in and dropping JDAMs and the whole column just blowing up. That's what you'd be seeing. You'd be seeing the day they poured in out of Iraq, tens of thousands of them, out of Syria, you'd have seen Highway of Death and those columns of Toyota trucks blown to bits. So, Obama to micromanage war against ISIS, military can't attack until he signs off on every strike. Well, you don't want him to bomb the Al-Qaeda folks that McCain's been meeting with. France makes first airstrike on Islamic State in Iraq. Other operations will follow in coming days, says Hollande. Give me a break. Rand Paul on ISIS. Intervention created the chaos. Good job, Rand Paul, pointing out that it all got started by our government. We'll be right back.
Thank you for
by the way, Al-Qaeda offshoot says it's hijacked a Pakistani naval ship, a destroyer. There are at least 11 missing passenger jets.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm going to open the phones up in the next segment to get your take on Scottish independence. Your breakdown on Putin, who's considering unplugging the internet in Russia during protest or war. U.S. government warns Oregon researchers about monkey care. That's in Reuters. I've got an angle I want to go with on that I don't think people thought about. Also, one-third of Americans cannot name the three branches of government, but one in four Americans are open to seceding from the USA. Well, the USA got taken over and doesn't exist. That's why, you know, callers call in and say, calling in from FEMA Region 2, calling in from FEMA Region 6, calling in from FEMA Region 10. Because people don't know we're in 10 FEMA regions. Isn't that just interesting? Organizing for Action has 40% off on grassroots gear. No one wants the Obama stuff. And Drudge points out, including diapers, $4 off. On that, $9 off a Action. Yeah, maybe we should come up with a new Obama shirt where it shows a supporter slitting their own throat. Oh, let's bring in a fascist healthcare system written by foreign banks that raises 20-plus taxes on people, including 7 taxes on poor people. Cuts their hours. Yeah, payroll tax on working poor. That is really good. But you know what? He's their buddy and smiles at them, and they feel important. So Obama supporters can actually buy diapers or onesies. Not just children. I think that's a good thing, and just all crap their pants, and then the government can maybe have somebody come take care of it for them. 40%. We need to do a story about that. Obama swag plummets. I mean, everyone's running from Obama. No one wants to be around Obama. I saw in Chicago they're not gonna. Name some street after him or some community center. I mean, give me a break. But he's meant to be destroyed. And then they'll rehabilitate him. He'll run, you know, like the Clintons, charities and keep half the money for himself and live in giant mansions, fly around on jet airplanes. The same scam over and over and over again. But getting back to ISIS, I was mentioning that. Rand Paul on ISIS's intervention created the chaos. In a long speech on the Senate floor, the Kentucky Republican laid out his foreign policy vision and took transparent swipes at members of his own party. That's what I like to hear. That's more like daddy. And I get the fact that the apple didn't fall far from the tree, and I know Rand Paul for many years. I'm probably the first person to ever interview him. I remember going... Who else around the campaigns? I just had Ron on yesterday. He was running for the House in 95, 96. Who else can you get on? And I was talking to Rand Paul, who was working on his campaign. He said, Well, I guess I've done some newspaper interviews. I don't really do radio, but I could come on, I guess. He came on my nighttime radio show. Because his district used to come up down by Houston, right up to South Austin. So they really wanted, they liked my show because they got support on it. I'm not bragging. It's just weird. He'll probably, there's a good chance he can end up being president. And he's got to do some politics for the main line because the main line is so dumbed down. But he really is a good guy. I know he's good. I admire Ted Cruz. I admire anybody who can do a 36-hour filibuster without going to the bathroom. I mean, it's tiring doing a 3-hour radio show. But standing up for 36 hours and being eloquent the whole time. And he's got a very good voting record. I don't like some of his Goldman Sachs past or his wife with the CFR. But you know what? Someday we'll take over the CFR. Someday we'll take this country back. We have to be ready for the power structure, people that are good in it, to join us. We can't just say, well, you were in the CFR once. Well, what lawyer working for Goldman Sachs isn't if you're not going somewhere? We got to be ready for people to join us, and then if they have good fruits, and if they do the right thing, then they're on the team. We'll be back.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm opening the phones up throughout this entire hour, and then former presidential candidate, best-selling author, researcher, Chuck Baldwin and his son, Tim Baldwin, who's a constitutional lawyer, are going to join us. They're up in Montana, and it's in the newspapers there, and the attorney general's involved. They have prosecutors telling lawyers in court, don't bring the Constitution up, and they're acting like it's illegal to be a libertarian or a conservative. Just like the Army earlier this year, it was even in Fox News after we broke it. I'm just pointing that out, that this was confirmed. Said the Founding Fathers wouldn't be welcome in today's military and, quote, do not be part of the Tea Party or attend evangelical churches or you will be disciplined, including court-martial. And you're like, what? Well, that's First Amendment. Plus, those aren't even terrorist groups. How could you say that? They're seeing what they can get away with. They're pushing the envelope so far. They take us 1 million miles. We fight back 500,000. They've still taken us 500,000 miles down a rat hole. That's like police all over the country who will shine spotlights in your eyes, do all sorts of stuff like that, will arrest people for taking photos of them in public or videotaping them. And they'll say the iPhone's a gun or the flash hurt their eyes. Every day I see news articles, mainstream and alternative, going, you know, man beaten, woman put in hospital, person arrested and charged for videotaping police in public. I remember the guy we had on a couple times from Illinois who videotaped police at his own junkyard. And they charged him with enough crimes that he was going to be in prison for life. And the state attorney general sent police down to openly try to advise with prosecutors how to get the conviction to set that precedent. That's pretty scary. There's a new headline here out of PNAC. Tucson cop leaves photographer hospitalized after claiming he was blinded by flash. They say it's an assault. Victim hospitalized with whiplash injury. And then it goes into how the cop attacked him. And again, I'm not just here to attack cops because I got some beef with police themselves. But we all know in North Korea and Mexico, the cops are bad. I don't want to become that. We know the police became bad in Nazi Germany. We know the police were oppressors in Russia. We know that when the government becomes corrupt, and look how corrupt it is, that it's going to roll downhill and they're going to create autocratic, authoritarian, imperious mindsets and promote those cultures. And I'm seeing it, so I'm criticizing it. This is something else that isn't illegal. Noisy neighbor, 6 cops, child services on innocent mom, quote, don't let your kids play outside, she was told. Mom visited by police and CPS after her neighbor reported her for not. This is so hard to believe, but I see it literally every few days. Mom visited by police and CPS after neighbor reported her for letting her son play outside in the park next door to their house. You see these stories with straight faces. So, founding fathers can't be in the military, wouldn't be welcome, can't go to the church you choose, can't be part of the Tea Party, no law, they just say it. 2 + 2 = 5, you didn't build your business. A Texas mom of 3 was visited by the police and Child Protective Services after a neighbor reported her for letting her son play outside. They said the neighbor was annoyed by the noises the children made. A woman she did not know was at her door with Isaac and asked, "Is this your son?" Roy nodded to the woman, explained what happened in writing. And it goes over it. And so then the CPS and police show up. And we see this constantly. We see all over the country, even $500 in your wallet, when the police pull you over, they say it's suspicious and they'll just call it money laundering and take it. No judge, no jury, no nothing. In federal asset forfeiture seizure. What are the feds doing running the program over the police? And what are the police doing robbing people and claiming that everything's illegal? This is tyranny. And no one's safe. They want a tyranny in place because all over the world, the same globalists have done the same programs. So we know what their next move will be because they follow a boilerplate system. They've got so many operatives, so many minions, that it's not all coordinated. It's rolled out in policies, and then they just find corrupt people that'll follow orders to then bring it in. And it's disgusting to see it unfolding like this. Let's move into some other news here today. Boehner touts immigration reform. The sooner we do it, the better. America's immigration system is a mess, and reforming it would help the economy, House Speaker John Boehner said last night. Now, they know the public's not paying attention. So all they do is just say, yeah, it's a mess with all these illegals and the open border and all these children coming across, even though the government encouraged it, pays for them, ships them around the country, tries to cover it up. We don't know what's going on, but I tell you, reform will fix it. And we know what the bill says. It'll just legalize anybody that gets here, so that will encourage more to come. Then they'll go, oh, it's so screwed up. There's no border to begin with. Let's just make it a North American Union. And that's what they're saying. This is a North American Union. So Boehner funded Obamacare bipartisanly with the Democrats yesterday. And now he wants open borders, calling it reform. That's like if you have a bloody nose, they say, let me fix that bloody nose. And they take a hammer to your teeth. Oh, your teeth are knocked out. Let me take a buzzsaw to your legs. Oh, man, you're bleeding to death. Let me rip your guts out and burn them in front of you. That's called being drawn and quartered. Here's another one by Kit Daniels up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. I need to get these stories out to people, folks. Post them on Facebook. Send them out on your Twitter. That's how we get the news out to people. That's why we're having success. That's why we're really causing the globalists a lot of problems. Report, California lead ban to triple ammo prices. There's more than one way to skin a cat, they say. Currently, 95% of all ammo sold in California contains lead. And now they've got a new tax that's 300% the previous cost of ammo. Kit Daniels breaks it all down and links to the documents. And next, they just want to ban the ammo to begin with. And then they ban the importation. And they have the big banks don't let sporting goods stores have bank accounts if they've got guns retroactively. They're just extrajudicially outside of law, nickel and diming and harassing everyone. You're like, well, I just won't live in California. Everything they beta test in California and New York is then rolled out against the rest of the country. Austin is a beta test to roll out against the rest of Texas. This is their program. This is their plan. And it's led by a bunch of blue blood Republican rhinos who will lead us right into destruction and who are constantly attacking libertarians and Tea Party people like myself, that would like to take over the Republican Party because that's one of our best venues to nonviolently fix this situation. And so who do you see attacking us constantly? the neocons, making stuff up, doing all sorts of dirty tricks, engaging in all this, trying to control the debate and control what people hear, because they hate the fact that my talking points, my common sense that I put out here, they come from me and my brain, are then parroted by the conservative libertarian media. That's our real power. We're like a rock into a pond. The signature of InfoWars and Prison Planet and you, the listeners, is big when we first hit the water. But when it spans out, it's exponentially big. That's why you're so powerful when you send a story like this out to your legislators or to your local talk show host or to your email list or to your Facebook. You should build an email list of local media and activists and send InfoWars material to them. This is how we're affecting change. California's upcoming ban on the use of traditional lead ammunition could triple the price of all ammunition in the state, forcing many gun owners to give up shooting. Yeah, other forms of ammo are more expensive and don't work as well, according to a report by a firearm trade association. It's a 15-page report by the National Shooting Sports Foundation, association with an economic research firm, conducted and concluded the ban will increase ammo prices up to and possibly beyond 300% for center-fire cartridges, such as popular 30-06 Springfield, 37 Magnum, shotgun shells, and rimfire rounds, including 22 long rifle, which in the past is one of the most affordable calibers to shoot. And it goes over it. Very important report. I want to go to your calls when we come back for the balance of the hour on any of these issues. The Scottish independence vote, of course, went down. Massive allegations of fraud and some evidence of it. So they voted no to leave, down with yes. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Long-time callers, first-time callers, agree, disagree. We're going to go to your calls. Just have a good phone is all I ask. And you will hear the phone system go when you're live. That's what the phone system does. It's standard. People are always, hello, hello, am I there? I don't know why Telos does that, but that's the sound for 19 years on air, you know, that I've heard when I call in or when I hear on the phone system. So that's what you're going to hear. You'll be on air. 800-259-9231. Coming up, Putin is considering, that means it's already in place, unplugging the internet in Russia during protest or war, during an attempt to overthrow the country by the globalist. I'm not even defending Russian tyranny. The point is, this is decried by our media when they do it. We already have internet kill switch in place for at least 6-7 years. They announced it last year, but it was already on record. So we've got that information. Kremlin to protect Russian cyberspace from unpredictable West is what Putin says. Residents grab guns to deter looters in Los Cabos, Mexico. Yep, it's illegal guns, maintaining order in many areas of Mexico. That's all coming up and more today. Oh, and Home Depot was hacked. We'll tell you about that. Every man dies, not every man really lives. And that goes for women as well. So come on, come on, come on, baby. Come on, come on, come on. And join humanity. Promote liberty. And don't act like a bunch of broke-back cowards to the establishment. That only encourages these wolves to get more aggressive. I can't believe how intimidated so many Secret Service agents and FBI agents that I know are of the system. They tell me they're scared. Look at Dan Bongino. He quit. He's running for office. He's doing well. He's got a book out. He's getting harassed, but he's more happy than he's ever been, more alive. But let's just not talk about the government and blame them for everything. If you want to know why this has all happened, look in the mirror. We talk about the World War II generation, call them the greatest generation. I don't know. Were they the greatest generation compared to the 1776ers that fought the British Empire that nobody beaten, that beat Napoleon a few years later? Couldn't beat us over 7 years? Outnumbered 8-1? You stack up the World War II generation next to Andrew Jackson? That's why they don't tell you about Andrew Jackson, because it's so over the top what really went on. whether you like the guy or not, so incredibly manly, so incredibly tough. Sam Houston, all those people, Davy Crockett. That's the stuff of legends. Those were real people. And I'm not knocking the World War II generation. My two grandpas were great people. Tough, smart, loving, manly, men's men. But it was the World War II generation came back and said, we're heroes, America's perfect, government, do whatever you want. You want to have a totally secret government? National Security Act of 47? You want to make the CIA set up by British intelligence above the law? Hey, well, we're fighting commies. Must be okay. Look where we are now. I want this to be the greatest generation. I want us to reverse being slobs, reverse being lazy, reverse thinking we don't have any power, reverse thinking we can't make change, and start making it. Because it is always darkest until the dawn. And all of our metal is about to get tested. And I feel sorry for all these yuppies and know-it-alls and people that are dumber than a box of rocks, that are bought into the system, who believe that it's going to deliver Valhalla to them. Just like a pig in a pen getting fed for the slaughter. It just as happy as a pig in you-know-what, and it has no idea that it's about to get shot in the head and the barn and about to get strung up by its feet and its throat slit. It's about to get butchered to make Christmas hams coming up in a month. Why it sees you coming, it thinks you're the guy bringing the food, it snorts all happy and squeals in its pen right when you reach over with that 22 Magnum and put it right to its head to pull the trigger. And you like the pig. You've been raising it for a couple years, but you know what? You butcher your own meat and you're going to smoke some hams. And you pet the pig on the head and you pull the trigger. And the globalists, the ones that really aren't super evil, they just see us like a pig or a cow. Dumb and silly and, oh, it's kind of sad. Let's not kill them, you know, too meanly. Let's kill them softly with a soft kill. By the way, every time I talk about killing someone softly, they go, that's a Brad Pitt movie. What are you saying? The government runs a soft kill. No, they got that in the movie from the real thing. That's called killing someone softly. That's how the Russians would do it in the Soviet Union, as they take you out all the time for interrogations over the years. And you never knew when they'd walk you out and you think you were going for an interrogation, they shoot you right in the back of the head with a small caliber handgun so it didn't scare everybody too much. And then they drag you off and then go throw you in a big ditch, you know. Have a bulldozer come by and cover you up. See, I don't like a world where human life isn't valued. All you people are like, oh, it's not a baby, kill it. You goody two-shoes people on abortion, use the baby stuff for stem cells. They've got a treatment right now that'll grow your hair back 100%. They got a treatment that'll grow your Achilles back 89% of the time, and I don't have to have surgery, but it's baby tissue, and I won't have it. People are like, man, but look, my hair completely grew back. It's only a couple $1,000. You got the money, go get it. I'm like, well, I'll just let my hair fall out, okay? I kind of want my hair to fall out. Big deal. I want to get skinny before it does, but so what? I'm not a vain person. If they come up with, they take my stem cells or they artificially create them, I'd be all for it. But man, if we don't care about babies, nobody's going to care about us. Don't you get that? When you don't care about anybody and you're a sociopath, then nobody cares about you and you don't really get the love and the honor and the kinship. There's nothing feels better than people you can trust. Nothing feels better than folks knowing you're honorable. Nothing feels better. That's why they always attack my honor and claim I'm disingenuous, because there's nothing but a track record of me being honorable, because they know that the answer to their evil is being honorable. We'll be right back with your phone calls. I'm going right to them. Stay with us.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Michael Cargill, during the break, they were telling me about it, who owns Central Texas Gunworks, is a great guy. He's been a frequent guest here. They just told me he's going to run against Mike Martinez, Mayor Pro Tem, in Austin, Texas, who's running for mayor and is the heir apparent to Lee Leffingwell, the literal demon. But Martinez is even worse. Now, nationwide, worldwide, you're saying, why are you telling us about Austin, Texas? Well, it's just interesting. It's a microcosm. Martinez is the guy last year that when they were trying to ban guns all over the country, and he works for Bloomberg openly, heads that up for, in Texas, he said, oh, once we register your guns and get this passed, it was a gun registration, we will ban them. Because the guy had a sign saying, don't ban our guns. And then people start attacking him. When I had the Austin police chief in here, he said, oh, well, some of your guys, as if they were my guys, were yelling. Well, it turns out I do know those guys for over 15 years or more, go down with their signs that say no gun ban. It's a stop sign that says no gun ban. There's two guys that do it. One of them has been doing it actually more than 20. He's been doing, and I forget his name, I should get that guy on as a guest, longer than I've been on air, because I used to go to gun rallies and he was there. I was just somebody going to gun rallies mad at them trying to do registration and ban shooting sports for young people and ban gun shows. 23 years ago is when I got involved. I was out of high school, 18 years old, folks, and was involved because I took it personal. You want to take my Second Amendment? And I knew they'd already done it all over the world. So this show, you never know which direction it'll go in, because international, geopolitical, financial, spiritual, because just whatever I'm thinking about at the time, I tend to get into. And I said, hey, that's a great idea. Let's get Cargill in here to just talk about these mayors all over the country, like Mike Martinez, the mayor pro tem, who says, we will ban your guns once we get them registered. Imagine the yuppies listening to me right now and the so-called trendies in people. Do you morons really want to be like Chicago with a crime rate the highest in the world because they've taken the guns? Do you really want to try to confiscate my guns? You're like, oh, we're not going to do that. Come on, Alex. You're probably shocked driving in your car right now, yuppies, listening on 90.1, that I knew what you just said. I know your programming. Nobody wants your guns. Nobody wants my guns in New York, in D.C., in Chicago. Everywhere you people get in control, you ban them. By increment or outright when you can. So stop acting like alarmist show that Alex Jones guy is a combative idiot. And he doesn't talk in a voice like this, so he's not an intellectual. And I bet he doesn't even read the New York Times. I do. It's very frustrating. Please, you've colonized us from California. You've collapsed that beautiful state. Give yourself a break. Please don't ban kids playing outside. Please don't ban gardens. Please don't build nuclear reactors everywhere, because that's what liberals do and then say they're against it. Please, please, please don't take our guns. Please don't call the cops on your neighbors that are shooting guns on their own 200 acres because you run in screaming and rolling around on the ground in fear. Just please be humans. Just please, please stop aborting all the babies and acting like it's some holy sacrament. Please become humans. And all of the so-called conservatives that are still supporting all the blue blood neocons and rhinos, you too. Stop feeling like you're part of the establishment because you repeat talking points that you saw in the McLaughlin Report or on Crossfire with Newt Gingrich. I mean, please. The Tea Party isn't radical enough. Libertarians aren't radical enough. We're in trouble. Tyrants are taking over. We need to be radical to face down the radical globalist takeover. If somebody walks up to you in the park and punches you in the face, if you fight back, that's not radical. That's the response. And that's why all over the country they're banning lemonade stands and farmers markets and gardens, because they don't want you to do anything human, anything normal. And that's why everywhere they're calling CPS if you let your kids play in their backyard. I'm talking 8-9-year-olds. Or if they're 11 at a park across the street. They're not letting people put their kids on planes to send them to family or buses now. That's how kids learn. That's how they get to where they can. They don't want you to be a man. They don't want you to be a woman. The best education I ever got was growing up in Dallas and being around rough people and being allowed to just do whatever I wanted. I almost got killed a few times, but I'm who I am today because of the stressors that I was put through and learning how to navigate them. I'm not a total coward. Average people are afraid they're going to lose everything if they don't go with the direction of the government and the media the state-run press. We're going down a rat hole that you should all be horrified of because you keep saying yes, 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 yes. They now are saying childhood is going to extend to 25 or 30. They want men living in mama's basement. And they'll raise the taxes and things to where it's hard to not live in your mama's basement. And they want women to be the new men, all haughty and disrespecting the men while they watch sports all day and while the women all fight with each other. It's so inhuman. It's so sick. It's so dishonorable. It's all the ancient archetypes being destroyed. The globalists are assaulting humanity. And we are what we were going into the future. When they destroy the past, they destroy the future. They are preparing us for population reduction. They are turning off our life force. They are sabotaging our propulsion systems, our need to explore and invent and be honorable and stand and fight in the animating contest of liberty. It is so good to engage the enemy. It is so good to be death-threatened. It is so good to have people break into my car. It is so good to be followed. It is so good because they can't stand it because I love it. I'm in the animating contest of liberty. Not that I'm special, but I'm at least being somewhat like my ancestors who were spoiling for a fight. They've even taken the concept of war and turned it into something pure evil when it's something that's happened in our culture, tribe against tribe, you name it, and sometimes is needed. But now it's all deployed and systematic and scientific that they even take the idea of aggression to stand up for yourself as something bad. In fact, the ultimate evil is to stand up to a bully. They'll prosecute you all over this country and all over this world if you fight back against muggers or people breaking into your house. That's the ultimate sin. The ultimate sin is a good man or a good woman who says, I have dignity and I'm not going to be pushed around and I'm going to sit at the front of the bus and I'm going to eat at that lunch counter and I'm going to go take a crap in this bathroom if I want to instead of doing it in the alleyway because I'm a human being. So find your guts, find your heart, and stop laying down. Where do the mountain lions eat people? In trendy urban areas where everyone is scared and runs and falls down. When I've read the police reports on people eaten by them, they won't even fight back. They'll just like an adjacent movie, crawl backwards or run through the woods and fall down. If you just yelled at the cat, it would run away immediately. But, I watch TV all day, and when a woman's supposed to fall down and go, no, please, don't kill me. But I bet that woman will blow up and scream and claw her husband and throw stuff around and roar at him because the only place she's supposed to have a human instinct is against her man, when her man's supposed to be with her and him with her, building their family, finding other people to work with who are good, to organize as good people against the bad people that are always out there. But good people have been taught how to not organize. We've been taught how to lay down. We've been taught it's good to bend over. I'm not doing it anymore. You can put on my tombstone, I didn't lay down. I fought back. I was red-blooded. I was alive. I saw evil, I called it out. They're so mad that this was the genesis of exposing Al-Qaeda being run by the West and the whole Syria thing that then senators covered and everybody covered. They're so hopping mad and shaking in their boots right now. Go ahead and try to take me out, New World Order. I've already spread this information everywhere. Go ahead and try to assassinate my character. I love it. I'm wanting it. I expect it. I got my charts flying right in over your bases. I'm going right into your flak. That's what it's all about. Oh, I love it. All right, I'm going to Derek, Cindy, Bill, Truth Raider, and Sandra. And Truth Raider was on the other day when the show ended, so I'm going to go to Truth Raider first to finish up. Then I'm going to go to Derek, Cindy, Bill, and Sandra. One reason I always say first-time callers is when I don't, certain people get in first. But we'll go to Truth Raider. Truth Raider, go ahead.
Thank you, sir, and my fellow patriot in the business of freedom. Hey, you're talking to a famous person now. And then I have an issue with LaRouche Pack, but I just want to tell you my little testimony really quick. I filmed our local police officers arresting, but actually treating the person with respect. They were drunk in public. And after they but that took custody of the person. And they asked me, hey, do you mind giving us your name for our log? This says, yeah, Truth Raider. Oh, Truth Raider. Well, I've seen your videos on YouTube. Yeah, nice to meet you. I'm a big fan of yours. So a little bit of fame there.
Well, yeah, one reason they show all the videos on the news of cops going on people with cameras is they don't want you to know most cops like it. And so then you went out, filmed, and met cops that were your viewers, that, and you realize that you're having an effect, see? That's why I've gotten more pro-police on average, even though the courts are corrupt, the feds are corrupt, the system's rigged. The average cop's a pretty good person on average and is more awake than the public. So I'm just like, whoa, that's a natural ally. Instead of us just fighting with each other, why don't we try to back up the good cops?
Exactly, yeah. The officers here always, when they see me, they wave and they have the utmost respect for me, and I have respect for them. So that, you know, it's just a rare situation where actually the police are, you know, are actually being peace officers.
Well, then they get respected, and that's what it's all about. But the globalists don't want the cops really knowing the public and the public knowing them and liking them, because then they're local. They want them mean and scary so nobody interfaces with each other, so that we're not all on the same team. Again, they want to take the humanity out of us, Truth Raider. Anything else?
Yes, LaRouche Pack. I have a little bit of a beef with them. They call every once in a while, and then they go through a spiel, so I have to listen to 5-10 minutes of what they're
talking
about.
Well, listen, let me tell you, there's big world issues going on. I'm not part of LaRouche Pack. I disagree with a lot of their solutions. I like their analysis of world events. I, too, remember years ago, they had a TV ad on about get a free subscription to their magazine, and I was, like, in college, had zero money. And I thought, oh, I want that free thing. And then they telemarketed me as well. But the show really is not about that. God bless you. I appreciate your call. We can do a whole show on telemarketing sometime if you'd like to, though. Derek in California. Derek, you're on the air.
Yes, I have two comments, please. First, I live in Northern California here, and we have private mercenaries stealing marijuana. Second comment is that Scotland will become part of the New World Order, and I can prove it because Russia will gather all the communist nations, America will gather all the democratic nations, and all the religions will unite, because I can prove this. If you take the words Union, Soviet, Socialist, Russia, United States, America, and Pope Paul, and turn the letters A equals 1, B equals 2, it equals 666.
So yeah, but you could take millions of word combos and computations and find the word 666. I mean, it's like people take my name and mess with it and say that Alex Jones means something good or something bad. Well, what about my real name, Alexander? And again, it is esoteric. The globalists are into numerology. They are into some of that. Some of that stuff goes on. But I'll tell you what's proof of world religion. You've got the Pope and others getting ready to meet to call for a United Nations of religions all together, basically accepting a one world religion, and that sounds pretty bad to me.
That's so true. And I'd like to plug Joseph Israel's radio show and my favorite reggae band, Top Shelf. And
good. I appreciate your call. Again, we don't screen your calls because it makes it so interesting, but it's like sometimes the calls get real weird, which is kind of entertaining. I'd like to plug my favorite type of tea that I've been drinking, Uramata. I'll tell you, it has got a lot of caffeine in it, though. I got to be careful. Or then I just start stuttering. I'm just keeping myself to 2 cups a day. I tell you, I like it so much that it's starting to displace my coffee intake some. Cindy in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know how it makes no sense that they leave the borders wide open and this ISIS is running around, yet they want to take our guns? Well, if you watch two videos with Obama, one was the one where he admitted his Muslim faith. That's undeniable.
Oh, yeah.
Right out of his own mouth.
It's a fact.
And then the second one is when he said he was going to build an army of his own, as well armed, as well funded as the United States Army. And I see that being ISIS. Am I wrong?
Well, yes, the famous clip he said, we need a domestic security force just as big, just as strong as our military. That's Homeland Security federalizing police and then having auxiliary groups like ACORN and Blue State Project and others feeding in to the intelligence network, and then they operate as an organized crime syndicate. So that's their domestic army there. But yes, in the Middle East and Africa and Asia, They are going to use Al-Qaeda under the name ISIL or ISIS or IS to confuse us away from McCain and others meeting with them. That's what that's all about. And Lindsey Graham to change it over and then project it. Project it, you know, into any areas that they want to destabilize. So, yes, Al-Qaeda is the secret sword, the skeleton key, the army of death that serves the New World Order and the Great Eye. And I've been saying that for about 15 years before 9/11. And they will use Muslim extremists to bring the world down. And then the answer will be the planetary police state. Like the border's wide open, but they've got Stingray systems everywhere stealing your cell phone data, listening to you in real time. You can buy one if you've got the money. They're expensive. And sit there and dial in and listen for miles and miles, depending on how high you are. You can go to the top of a building and put one of those in and just listen to 10,000 people at once and just dial through what they're saying, what they're doing, tracking everything. They got programs with similar systems. It's not the only one where they can take control of your phone. And then if they can take control, they can then plant things on you. So we're all being totally surveilled criminally, illegally. The NSA is using it to harass their wives and husbands. Local police departments are being given access. It's because the criminal elements want a total ace in the hole over everybody to plant stuff on people, to blackmail, to lie. And all they're going to do is discredit the entire system and themselves in the process. Anything else?
We need to let the Latinos know with signs or whatever that Maximilian is more like Obama and Hillary and that bunch. We need to start associating their dictators with what they understand.
Well, I mean, look, Mexico's collapsed, so you don't blame people coming up here, but it doesn't matter. It's like, I don't blame, you know, people wanting to have a house and stuff, but they can't have mine. The globalists are bringing them here to be a political block, to be a veto against the property lobby, the family lobby, the gun lobby, the sovereignty lobby. And they say that. The gun control groups brag, hey, we're about to have a giant Hispanic population from Mexico that will vote to take your guns. They say in 10 years, they'll have them.
Strange days have found us. Strange days have tracked us down.
I was just thinking during the break, looking at a picture of Hillary Clinton on Infowars.com. And then a picture of Queen Elizabeth II. And I was thinking, oh my gosh, they could really try to make her a queen or something. If they said, make her a queen or you're against women, everyone would vote then to make her queen. I mean, a little bit sarcastic there, but it's getting ridiculous. I have been dealing with the Clintons, and all of us have, since 1993. They are horrible criminals. It's just well known. Liars, involved in all sorts of swindles and scams. And now most political analysts say she's got 55% chance of being the next president. Even though there's a huge Republican landslide coming, the Republicans probably won't try to fix anything because they wrote most of it and are involved in it, on Obamacare, any of it, in the next 2 years when they have this big defeat and take over the House. They have the House, but take over the Senate as well. And that most women will end up going and voting for her because she's a woman, which I really think could be arguable. I mean, I would vote for a woman like Le Pen or something that's more libertarian in a second. I could care less if we had a woman president. I'd get down and, you know, cut her toenails and whatever if she'd just leave the Second Amendment alone. I would vote for a Hispanic woman for president if she had a background that she was for liberty in 5 seconds after I did the research. Could care less. A black woman. I don't care what color somebody is or if they're a man or a woman. What I care about is what they stand for. And Hillary Clinton is a monster. And I'm not threatening to leave the country if she gets elected, but I just can't handle it. And I know they're all puppets. People, but I mean, come on. If America elects Hillary Clinton over Rand Paul, I'm going to vomit. But then I think, well, wait a minute. He's a good guy. They'll destroy him. They could kill him. They'll block everything he tries to do. Just let her come in and just make things worse. And there's two different arguments there. But I always go with what's moral. I don't want to play politics and go, oh, let Hillary get in. It'll be real good for talk radio business. No, it won't. She'll pull a false flag and have my butt arrested. They've already got the Justice Department crawling all around here. They just want to throw up. People are like, yeah, the Justice Department's harassing anybody who's conservative or libertarian. That's why you got to work 10 times harder, because they're scared of us, because they know we're taking the country back. And you know why we're taking it back? Because everybody knows now, we don't start taking stuff back very quickly, it's over as a society. Bill in Wisconsin, thanks for holding her on the air. Got about 2 minutes.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. Thanks for speaking up for the unborn. I am a county supervisor. I'm on the health board, and I go through literal hell every time we have a meeting, because I bring out information that you've put in your magazine. I bring out information against Gardasil. For instance, I have a rather lengthy article in the local paper that if people want to...
I tell you what, I'm going to do this. I'm going to come back to you. The next 5 minutes, that little no man's land that some stations carry, I'm going to air that Ebola special report one more time, because folks have asked for that to re-air that missed it or only heard part. I'm going to come to you at 8 after to restart and tell your whole story, because I've seen news articles about you. You've been listening about 15 years. You ended up running because I was saying people should run. You're an example of what I was talking about with James Cargill earlier, or Michael Cargill, running against Mike Martinez, because that's the answer, is that run against these anti-gun mayors, run against or get on a commission, and then you can really expose what's happening. And this is a guy that did it. So, Bill, we'll come back to you coming up, then Sandra, John, Tim, and others, and a special guest. They are really going after libertarian lawyers. And Chuck Baldwin's son's constitutional lawyer.
Genesis Communications Radio.
With a straight face, they told him some amazing things. That's coming up.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas.
Well, it sounds like the perfect script for a horror movie. A virus with no vaccine and no cure kills thousands of people.
5 billion people died in 1996 and 1997. Almost the entire population of the world. Only about 1% of us survived.
More reports of flu cases along the border, but officials are saying they aren't connected.
Surely there's very real and very convincing data that the planet cannot survive the excesses of the human race.
And I actually think the world will be much better when there's only 10 or 20% of us left. Dr. Eric Bianca.
But most frightening was the fact that in a crowd of over 1,000 prominent scientists, local newspapers reported that 95% of those in attendance gave Bianca sustained standing ovations every time he extolled the virtues of mass culling microbes and man's destruction, and went on to laud the virtues of Ebola because it would kill 90% of the world population quickly.
The World Health Organization said on Tuesday the Ebola death toll jumped by almost 200 in a single day to at least 2,296, and is likely to be higher than that.
The head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control confirmed Tuesday that West Africa is in a desperate situation, but that there is still hope that the outbreak can be reined in.
A top German virologist has caused shockwaves by asserting that it's too late to halt the spread of the Ebola virus.
In other news, the CDC is receiving reports of a possible flu outbreak in San Francisco.
If the symptoms were first detected in Philadelphia on December 27, 1996, that makes us know that...
It was released in Philadelphia probably on December 13,
1996. And was seen sequentially after that in...
San Francisco, New Orleans, Rio de Janeiro, Rome, Kinshasa, Karachi, Bangkok, then Peking.
Rome, Kinshasa, Karachi, Bangkok, Peking. This is some trip you're taking, sir. Is this all in 1 week?
Business.
one of the two Americans infected with the Ebola virus has arrived in Atlanta from Africa for treatment.
The Massachusetts doctor arrived at the Nebraska Medical Center just before dawn this morning to be treated for Ebola.
And right now, his or her blood sample is on its way to the Centers for Disease Control.
The new ability to wage war is born from the blood of the victims.
There you see. Also invisible to the naked eye. It doesn't even have an odor.
Imagine a virus, the most terrifying virus you can, and then imagine that you and you alone have the cure.
Without specific drugs or a vaccine for Ebola, the only thing doctors can do for those suffering from this disease is treat their symptoms.
Ebola is not airborne. One will not likely catch the virus just by nearing someone who has it.
In 1989, Ebola made its way to the U.S. This new strain of Ebola had shown the potential to spread through the air.
They are now calling this a true pandemic. 5 years on.
Still no cure.
No cure.
The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has given £31 million to help battle the Ebola epidemic in Africa. It is hoped it will also speed up the development of drugs and vaccines, as Ebola has killed more than half of its 4,300 victims.
First, we've got population. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
A preventative vaccine for the Ebola virus could be available as early as next year, as British pharma company GlaxoSmithKline.
So you want to balance the need to get a potentially effective vaccine to the people who need it in a way that you can get some meaningful information as to A, whether it does work or not, and whether it does harm.
A confidential GlaxoSmithKline document recently leaked to the press exposed that within a two-year period, a total of 36 infants died after receiving the 6-in-1 vaccine of Infrix Hexa.
Well, I'm ready to get vaccinated.
Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero.
Attention. Due to the extremity of the simian flu crisis, all regular government functions have been suspended.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to get through some more of your calls in this segment. Then Chuck and Tim Baldwin are joining us, a leading constitutionalist here in this country, speaking out for liberty and freedom. His son's a constitutional lawyer, and it's hit the papers in the state they're in that the prosecutors are telling him, don't bring up the Constitution. And hey, that lawyer's part of the Tea Party. He's not allowed around here. This is this idea of you can't let your kids play outside. The military can't be in the Tea Party. 2 + 2 = 5. It's all outrageous, over-the-top stuff. But it's really happening. And if we just sit here and let them announce that it's illegal to criticize Obama, like Missouri did, if you don't believe me, I've got the newscast where they said, Obama truth squads, prosecutors and police will be out. And if they catch you speaking bad of the president, you will be arrested. People are like, but you have a right to do that in America. No, you don't. We have a right to spy on you without warrants and leave the border open. And have the TSA put you in a naked body scanner. I mean, it's a power grab. They're doing it. You ever known people in your life that are just outrageously arrogant and get away with stuff? Well, imagine a big giant government and corporations that run it. The answer to this is multifaceted, but people like Bill... Again, I've seen newspaper clippings where he's been fighting fluoridation in the water and getting stuff done and a lot of things. I forget your last name, Bill. You can announce it. But Bill's been a listener like 15 years or more. I remember when he ran for office, got in as a county commissioner up there. They call it that in Texas. I guess they call it a county official or supervisor up in Wisconsin. And he's gotten a lot done. And I was talking earlier about we all need to run against people that are anti-gun. We need to run against people that are pro-tyranny. We need to run against people that are anti-constitution. And even if we don't win, we educate people during the debates. You get on television, you get on the radio, and you also scare them and let them know there's political opposition forming. That's why they want to audit all the Tea Party people and scare everyone. They think that if they mess with you, that you're just going to go in a ditch. Well, if we don't stand up to them, they're going to take everything already. It's the bullies are already beating us up. Might as well fight back. So going back to Bill, Bill, what's your name? Because I've known you over the years, but I forget it. And tell folks your story, and then tell us the latest info.
Okay, my name's Bill Zeitz, Z-E-I-T-Z. I ran for town chairman when I was in ill health against smart growth, and my slogan was, Zeitz fights for your property rights. And it, you know, it took hold. Then I ran for county supervisor, and I was elected. In both cases, I defeated individuals that had lived here their entire lives. So it is possible to move into an area and just start going to meetings and speaking up.
So exactly. I would elect a Chinese immigrant from 7 years ago that had just become a U.S. citizen if they were pro-liberty and had a history we could trust and it stood up for private property and guns. I don't care. And people don't care where you're from anymore. They just want you to do something. Go ahead.
All right. Anyway, when I was elected to the county, they did not want to put me on any of the powerful committees. So they put me on the Board of Health, and I immediately started to bring out stuff about the pharmaceutical industries, about the vaccines. And they didn't like that. So after one of the elections, they threw me off the Board of Health. So I brought a resolution forward to reinstate me. And it took 3 months until finally, someone changed their vote. It was 11 to 11 every time. And then finally, one of the supervisors changed the vote. So I'm back on there. Now, we had a good doctor that was on there. I had a Ron Paul buddy that just passed away. And, I was bringing out a lot of information on the agenda. And the doctor was fired. He was working with Marshfield Clinic. I don't know exactly. Maybe it was a cost-cutting measure, but I kind of suspect.
No, they do come after you because when you do the right thing, you're cutting in on their whole criminal op. They can make tens of millions a year in one county just off the vaccines they're shooting in the kids. So you're not being their good little operative. So you're basically just telling folks about the fights that happen behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and believe me, it goes on. So anyway, the new doctor is a pharmaceutical creature. He supports the CDC. We just, go to the mat almost every meeting. So they didn't want me putting things on the agenda. Fine. So what I do now is under public comment, I bring out articles and information there. So they also said, well, write something for the local paper. So I did. And if people want to take a look at it, the local paper, you can read it online, is Merrill, M-E-R-R-I-L-L, Photonews, FOTO.com, MerrillPhotonews.com.
Yeah, listen, the best way to plug an article is to give us the headline. That's how people will find it.
It's called Avoid the Gardasil Vaccine by Bill Zeitz, County Supervisor.
We're going to post it to Infowars.com and syndicate it galactic, and we've got your county commissioner profile up on the screen. And again, if I remember correctly, I saw other articles years ago when you first did this, I don't know, 5-6 years ago. Didn't you guys stop Agenda 21 because of what you did?
Well, we did in the town. In other words, we had an opportunity to pull out of county zoning when I got elected, and that was my position. So we pulled out of county zoning. We set up our own very lenient town zoning, and the people love it.
But see, you did it, and in a whole county, you restored liberty on a key area. And if people would just do what you did, I know it took some work and things, but let me guess, Has it not been animating? Have you not had more energy? Have you not felt better? You said you were in bad health when you first did this. I mean, has it not been better for your life? Because in my experience, fighting tyranny is so enjoyable. It's not work. It just puts a spring in my step. I just can't wait to fight the tyrants. And I want people to realize this is what we're made for. If we don't go become the government, if we don't go in there, the bad guys are. We just sit here and complain all day. We have to go engage. We have to go take it back.
Absolutely. And, you know, one other item I'd like to bring up on ISIS. Alex, I think, you know, Netanyahu and Israel kind of like ISIS. I think I've read enough quotes where, you know, they kind of support them. And they sit back and they let these globalists come in and support them financially, cause ruin, you know, in that part of the world. And I think at some point, you know, Israel's going to mop it all up. I honestly believe that.
It's a mess, I tell you. I appreciate your call. It is just such a mess. Appreciate the call, Bill. Good to hear from you. Alex in Canada, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, brother.
Hi. I got to say, I agree with about like 99% of the stuff you say.
Well, that's good because I don't. I hear rebroadcasts and go, I didn't say that, Ryder. I meant to say this. I probably agree with about 95% of what I say. Wow, I'm impressed. Go ahead.
I want to talk about the dissociation between men and women and how it plays into their depopulation.
Yes, they've created a disassociation and a war between men and women that is designed to make the state the daddy and basically end the human species as we know it, and it's in major textbooks, and it's worked like a charm. They make women's identity that they're women and they're in a war with men, and they make men's identity the same thing, and it's a total disaster.
And Alex, one of the biggest growing businesses in the Western world is the pickup artist, where guys are teaching men how to pick up other women. But the problem with this is there's a lot of manipulation and where other guys are taking advantage of weak men.
I was about to say, you can only pick up really stupid women with that stuff, and it does work, but it doesn't end well. But it is true that biologically it's a confidence game. And even really good women on average like to be treated bad. And you know, at least you got to be standoffish and distant sometimes, or they don't respect you. And it's biological.
Well, yeah, exactly. And because like there is that dissociation between men and women. And like I don't have this problem anymore. I used to. But I do think it plays into the depopulation agenda because, mm-hmm. I mean, it does play into the depopulation, into the New World Order, because guys, honestly, there's a huge epidemic where guys don't know how to communicate with women. And if guys don't know how to communicate with women, then there's, I mean, people aren't making babies like they used to.
I know how to communicate with them.
Well, yeah, like some guys do, but there's a huge epidemic where guys just are so timid and so cowardice. And so, like, I was wondering maybe if you could, like, just break it down a little, because you always talk about how you could get with women and stuff like that. Like I said, I don't have a problem with this. Most of your...
Well, I mean, I'm a family man, and it's not like I'm some Casanova or anything. I love women. I mean, women are just beautiful, wonderful creatures. And they just want somebody that's happy and confident and wants to tell jokes and go on hikes and, you know, go to, like, little stores and stuff, little antique stores, and just piddle around. That's what women like to do. And I just want my daughters to grow up healthy and happy and to have good, strong men out there for them to meet and love and continue the cycle. And so men and women have to understand we're all bound eternally together. We are the human species, and that's all under attack. If traditional roles are out there and people genuinely want that, that's their issue. They're artificially attacking the standard roles of men and women. And it's in major textbooks. Endgame 2.0 breaks it down, where they said that they would do this in the 50s, and they've done it. And boy, it isn't pretty, is it? We'll be back. The head of Alibaba is now the biggest website, basically, in the world, bigger than Amazon, bigger than Facebook, makes more money, and it's now had its public offering. Think about it. Think about how our country is suffering because other countries don't want to do business with us because they don't trust the fact that Google and all its subsidiaries and things like Amazon aren't working with the NSA. Well, they are the NSA. And that's what Jack Ma said about it. Is he said, we've got the trust of the people worldwide that we're not basically doing things like that. So that's the problem having these criminals run our country, is that people wanted to do business with us before because we were the good guys. And not that we were perfect, but America wanted to promote liberty and freedom and the Second Amendment and why. That's why you wanted to go there. You can be left alone by government bureaucrats. And now we're the opposite. And we're like 36th in the world now for business freedom. Saw a study last week. People don't want to. That's behind every industrialized country and then some. We're in bad shape. Let's get this straight. And it's all fun for the bureaucrats and the regulators and the lawyers and the academics and everybody until the gravy train stops, ladies and gentlemen. Alibaba's IPO prices at top of range, raising $21.8 billion. Boom. By a guy that came from nothing. And why is it always somebody that comes from nothing that has the big innovation? And it's certainly never somebody with a college degree. And I'm not bashing college degrees. There's some reasons for them in some areas. But the big innovations come out of people that are thinking outside the box, just like InfoWars, just like Drudge, just like so many other platforms. Let's go ahead and go to our guest in this short segment to break down some of what's happening. Then we'll get the details in the next segment. And this is bigger than just Montana or Texas. This is serious, because you see demonization of patriots and liberty lovers all the time, and it's been happening so much now, we've kind of gotten used to it. It's not a big deal anymore when it happens. You hear about judges in the news saying, I don't allow the Constitution in my courtroom. Well, they should be forced to stand down. They violated their oath. It was 6 years ago I got the secret document that for about a week people didn't believe until the government finally responded in USA Today and other publications saying, no, that's a real document. Saying Ron Paul's basically a terrorist, Chuck Baldwin's a terrorist, Adam Russo is an evil person for his film, libertarians are bad, if you want to get out of the UN, you're bad. You know, these are terrorists, basically. And now it's so ubiquitous that we're just like, oh, that's no big deal. Well, he's got quite a story to tell. Dr. Chuck Baldwin is joined by his constitutional attorney, son, Tim Baldwin. They're also co-authors of multiple books that we happen to sell, Romans 13 and more. They are joining us right now. He's with FlatheadLegal.com, Tim Baldwin, and his father, Chuck, joins us. We're going to break in a few minutes, guys, but I saw it in local newspapers. Lawyers want state to investigate prosecutors. And then I heard part of the story through my producer that they're actually with straight faces going, you know, basically saying you're not allowed to promote the Constitution, that it's evil somehow, and doing a lot of really weird stuff in their drug task force. So thanks for joining us. Who should speak first, Chuck Baldwin or Tim Baldwin?
I think Tim should go ahead and take it to try to give you some of the background, Alex.
Yeah, Tim, give us a basic snapshot.
Yeah, so for your audience's information on this, I'm a criminal defense attorney in Flathead County, Montana, and I practice in other counties as well. I have a case, or I had a case, involving a client of mine where we discovered evidence that the Northwest Drug Task Force agent and a county attorney here were threatening my client's wife and my client to fire me as my client's attorney. And they threatened that if they do not fire me, it would be bad for my client. We actually got a recorded statement, or not a statement, but a recorded conversation that my client's wife released here recently that actually shows the egregiousness of what was going on here. And the reason that was revealed from this officer who was talking to my client's wife was that they do not like Jim Baldwin. They reference my dad running for president in 2008 under the Constitution ticket. They reference being a constitutionalist, as they called it. They referenced me defending my client's rights too vigorously.
Tim, I want to stop right there because we're going to come back from break. I'm going to give you both the floor. I want to walk through what happened with the case. We have the audio. I'm going to put it in a nightly news report soon so it's more congruent. But this is how the statists operate. They could be Republicans or Democrats. These are Republicans in this case. Is they want to shut business down, shut freedom down, shut people's right to a lawyer down because of our views. There's an attempt to shut us up, shut us down, and it's what the Nazis did in the build-up to World War II inside Germany. It's how tyranny first starts, and this is just boots on the ground evil. We'll be right back.
We're on the march.
Stay with us.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. I'll be back live, Lord willing. Don't take any of this for granted. This Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Sunday worldwide transmission. So the headline, lawyers want state to investigate prosecutors. And the audio of it has been released. And why this story is so important is this is local police involve threatening someone who's been charged, saying you better get rid of your lawyer because you're not supposed to be talking to somebody once there's a criminal case going on and you're the officer involved, getting involved in the trial. I mean, this is just incredible. It's official intimidation. They're saying because they're constitutionalist, that's the guy that ran for president, that's the guy politically involved, that's the guy that thousands of people are listening to locally. You don't work with him. And you know this is going on everywhere else. These are probably the 100th people they've done this to. And they just happen to not lie down to it and record it. So you got a defense attorney, totally protected under the Constitution, absolutely sacred. And they're going to people saying, you better let them go or you're in deep trouble. So we can throw you in prison. You're not allowed a defense. And these cops are doing this with a straight face with the prosecutor. That's called tyrants. That reminds me of the cases up in Williamson County where they'll have a known person who's innocent. There's been movies made about it. And have the bloody rag, and they even know who the killer is. And just for some reason, they just want to put an innocent man with no criminal record in jail because his wife's been killed. And they knew all along. It's very sick. So imagine people are like, yeah, if you get involved in the Tea Party or anything, you won't get business. You won't, because if we all start giving each other business, if you start giving publications business or Infowars.com business or our shopping cart business or spread the word about other websites that tell the truth, we'll build our own community. And our community will be popular and people want to hang out with folks that are into freedom. And pretty soon we'll take the country back, just like 1776, but economically and culturally. So there's a culture war against pro-lifers, veterans. Look at how the veterans are being demonized. Think about a coalition. The veterans, the returning veterans, the libertarians, the conservatives, the Christians that want real Christianity, not state-run propaganda. Think if we come together and start working together and praying together and shopping together and teaching each other skills and going out and camping together and just creating community again, that's what'll kill the New World Order, is normal human community. I'm going to shut up now, but they try to build all community around their state-run systems. They don't want us to have our own community. Hey, what are you doing having a barbecue in your backyard with 20 friends over? We're going to do something about that. What are your kids doing playing in the front yard? We're going to call the police on you. They've got all these statists, all these corporate Borg people out there. It's time for us to call them out and get in their face and put heat on them. Now, I'm going to shut up and give Tim Baldwin the floor, constitutional lawyer, to recap and start over. Then we're going to go to his dad, Chuck Baldwin. How dare him run for president and get a record number of votes for a third party, under the Constitutional Party. How dare Aaron Russo found the Constitution Party? He was demonizing the report as well. I've been demonizing others. How dare Ron Paul? They said, cops, you see a Ron Paul sticker, you pull him over. And that's meant to have cops be an agent of intimidation in America against somebody as American as apple pie Ron Paul. No criminal record, highest ethical standards. His bill now passed the House, even though he's out of the House, to audit the Fed. Change the world for libertarian thought, an icon of goodness. No one would dare claim he's bad in any way. A medical doctor, Vietnam veteran, demonized. They demonize good men, folks, because they want to cause a civil war in this country between the police and the military and the constitutionalist movement. And that's why they want to demonize Chuck Baldwin. And it's, again, you're like, oh, it's just some local thing and some cops. No, this is systematic. Now Tim, I'm going to shut up. You guys have got the floor. You break it down and then throw it to your dad whenever you want.
Okay. So, you know, again, I represent a person by the name of Corey Franklin. And keep in mind, this case was assigned to me from the public defender's office. I have a contract with the state of Montana to represent clients who the public defender's office either cannot for conflict reasons or for overflow work. So this is a contract case from the public defender's office. My client had another attorney prior to my representation of him. I took his cases over. There were two cases. Whenever I received this case, Ken Park was, I learned that Ken Park was the prosecutor in this case. And so as any attorney would do, I'm looking at the cases and I find out that there's hardly any discovery in the files. There was many items missing in the files, such as my client's own statements that were recorded, witness statements, photographs of the crime scene, all kinds of essential discovery was missing. So I sent a message to Mr. Park, and I said, I need this discovery. I also had learned from the prior attorney and my client that there was discussion about Mr. Park dismissing one of the cases because it was factually very weak. In fact, Mr. Park admitted this under oath on September 5th, that he didn't believe he could prove this case beyond a reasonable doubt to the jury, yet he kept prosecuting this case.
And then how dare a lawyer try to actually do his job? Think of it. If a public defender actually did their job, they couldn't be throwing all these innocent people in jail. Please continue.
So I sent him this email asking for discovery, asking him if he was going to dismiss the one case. Well, I get a response from him where he tells me that if I file any motion on behalf of my client, that he would seek the maximum penalty against my client, and that he would also encourage the federal government to charge my client with a charge there was no factual basis for. After I received that email from Mr. Park, it became very apparent to me that Mr. Park had a personal grudge, a personal bias against me because his response was so arbitrary and really unreasonable, given the fact that discovery had not even really been
given. Sure, I understand, but before you get into all the minutiae, the key here is then they send the cops out to the client to say, it's because you're constitutionalist. That's the really big enchilada for me. Get into that.
Okay, I'm getting there. So what happened was, after that he sent me that email, I had a conversation with my client's wife, and she told me that she had talked to Mr. Park about his dismissing one of the cases because she even knew that same thing. Well, she told me that during this conversation, he told her, and she filled an affidavit to this effect, that since Tim Baldwin is your husband's attorney, he will not get any favorable treatment for me whatsoever. And in fact, I'm going to make sure that he doesn't get favorable treatment because Tim Baldwin is his attorney. And she filled out an affidavit to that effect. Well, my client's wife became very, she became afraid, actually, from the intimidations that she received from this prosecutor. She felt so concerned and so worried that Mr. Park and the county attorney's office would be going after her husband, that she was pleading with her husband to fire me as his attorney. In fact, that phone call was recorded by the county jail. I received a copy of that later, and you can hear her desperation telling her husband, you don't want Tim Baldwin because they're going to come after you. You're going to be treated badly, and I can't afford to lose you for the rest of my life.
Now, for those that don't know, clearly, depending on the state law, it's illegal to say get another lawyer and we'll go easier on you, because then they can only say, go get our buddy who's a lawyer and control the market of lawyers. I mean, this violates so many things, as you guys are saying in the newspaper. Why do you think this is illegal? Because, of course, more of that happened.
Well, first of all, there was a case, actually, that one of my law associates helped file a suit about, where the judges were controlling which attorneys could get work in the county for the public defender's office.
Sure.
And my partner, Phyllis Quadman, and her husband, Jack Quadman, filed a suit. The ACLU got involved. And what ended up happening was the system was completely changed, because the judges cannot control who the attorneys are. And the judges cannot control which clients hire which attorneys. And not to mention the fact that, of course, that every person has a right to counsel. The attorney-client privilege is one of the most sacred institutions and protections we have in this country, based on the most fundamental idea of fairness and due process
sure.
in the judicial system.
And I mean, now we've got the parallel construction, NSA spying. Everybody knows the courts are getting more and more rigged, and here is an inside example of that. Please continue.
So what happened then after she became so concerned about this, but her husband was insistent, no, I'm going to keep Tim Baldwin as my attorney. I like him. He's working hard for me. I trust him. I am not going to kowtow to Mr. Park's intimidations and his threats against me. So that's what happened. So as a result of this scenario, my client's wife decided that to protect herself from these threats that she received, she was going to record a conversation, or the next conversation she had, with these state officials. And in fact, that's what happened. She had talked to McKeague Johns, who is an agent for the Northwest Drug Task Force team, who happened to be her handler, because she was a confidential informant for the Drug Task Force. She talked to him on June 4th, and during that conversation, and that's the recording that you have, but that's what's been released to the public now. But during that 27-minute conversation, you hear this officer do the exact same thing that Mr. Park had done to my client's wife, except it was recorded, so we know exactly what he said. And we see the correlation between what the county attorney's office had said to my client's wife and what the personal experiences that I had already been encountering with the county attorney's office. All of that tied together to what this agent was telling my client's wife, where he makes repeated threats about, if she doesn't fire Tim Baldwin, if Corey Franklin doesn't fire Tim Baldwin, it's going to be bad news for Corey Franklin, that you know,
this is manipulating the judicial process, trying to manipulate a trial. From my research, but you're a constitutional lawyer, isn't this, if proven and we have the tapes, isn't it really a felony?
Well, I think under federal law, there's political corruption acts that you could file it under. You know, that's interesting that you bring that up, because we filed a complaint with the AG's office. Tim Fox is our attorney general here in Montana, and we asked them to investigate this matter. To look into what kind of reprimand or what kind of action would need to be taken to correct the situation. Now, we got a response yesterday late afternoon. I haven't seen it yet, but my staff tells me that they received it and that they have decided that they are not going to pursue criminal charges against Ed Corgan, the county attorney here, and the deputy county attorney, Ken Park. However, they did say that what we had provided was very troubling, and that they had forwarded the information to the proper the authority that we have to correct attorneys in our state.
Well, here's the deal. Some listeners may be saying, why do we care? This is something out in Montana. This is going on everywhere. This is the demonization of the liberty movement. And when they do this stuff, in my view, it's corrupt. It looks like it's violating some laws. We have to get back in their face. That's what will make them start behaving, instead of just, oh, you'll not let me operate and you'll shut us down if we follow the Constitution. I mean, go over specifically what's on this tape. We don't have time to air the whole 27 minutes, but I mean, he's there going, he's a constitutionalist, he's a libertarian. Yeah. I mean, it's like saying he's a child molester, he's a bank robber, yeah. It's just, oh, it's so horrible. Why, that Alex Jones promotes auditing the Fed. I mean, it's like, oh, it's so horrible. They want their families to be free. It's so weird how they act like we're dirty words or something, when they're the ones that are un-American from their actions.
Well, throughout this 27-minute conversation, there's a consistent theme throughout. And the consistent theme is this. First of all, Tim Baldwin pushes too hard. for his clients. He files defense motions, and he doesn't work well with the county attorney's office. One of the statements...
He doesn't roll over and help us set up people.
Yeah, that's what he said, exactly. He said every other attorney here gets along with us, and we get along with them, and we all try to find a deal that works well for you guys. But Tim Baldwin doesn't do that, and he makes it really hard on all of us. So that's one of the very...
That's horrible. You actually are a real lawyer. That's very bad.
Yeah. Well, he says other things like, Tim Baldwin has his own political agenda. Tim Baldwin is out for himself. He's going to hurt you. He's going to hurt your family. He's going to hurt your children. He brings up the fact that my dad ran for president under some bull crap ticket, which he didn't use the word crap, under some bull crap ticket. He said that Tim Baldwin is some kind of a, what do you call it? Oh, he's a constitutionalist. Demonizing the fact that I stand up for the rights of my client.
Hey, there's an article today where a major school district refused pocket constitutions to be donated, and then there was a backlash and they took them. See, we need to keep pushing to then make them refuse them to point out what traitors they are. We don't lay down, just hoping they'll be our friends. They're the radicals. I want to bring your dad in here, Chuck Baldwin. I mean, Chuck, you heard my rant earlier. Isn't this a window into the quiet whisper campaign going on against the liberty movement behind the scenes?
This is blatant. And what is so amazing about this is as you've already noted, this kind of thing goes on all the time. But here is the significant part of this story is the evidence was dumped in Tim's lap. This is what makes this so spectacular. It's one thing to know what's going on instinctively or coincidentally, but we have the evidence. This is unabashed, true evidence that Tim has come across, and now then is proceeding with. And I want your listeners to understand that if we do not react to this as a community of patriots and Constitution-loving people, if we do not call Tim Fox's office and Ed Corrigan's office, and any time this comes up on your program, no matter where it's located, if we don't jump on this as like-minded brothers and sisters in the community of patriots, these people are going to completely roll over all of us. What happens in Montana could happen in Texas, could happen in Tennessee, could happen in New Mexico. It could happen anywhere to any person. And interesting thing about this, these charges that Tim was telling you about, what you haven't got to in the story yet, that the attorney's office, the prosecutor's office, after all this evidence became publicly known to them that Tim had, they dropped the charges against Tim's client, trying to backtrack and retreat from what they were doing. And now what I'm afraid is going to happen is Tim Fox, who's a Republican, first-term attorney general, he campaigned on the theme of the Constitution. He campaigned on the theme of getting behind the Constitution and standing for the Constitution and doing what is right. That was his campaign theme. Now he's the attorney general, and he has an opportunity to act on the Constitution and bring justice into the state of Montana. And right now it looks like he's going to sweep it under the rug and not going to do anything about it. And this is the thing that just irks me to no end.
When you have the evidence, like you said, we have them here.
Absolutely. Tim has the evidentiary material that you have in your possession that Tim sent you, and that the other attorneys have, and now the county prosecutor's office has as well. That's why they backed up. That's why they dropped the charges against Tim's client. That's why now they're trying to do damage control, etc. And I got a feeling what's going to happen is the AG's office is just going to simply give them a little slap on the wrist, a little letter of reprimand saying, don't be so naughty next time, and this is all going to go away and nothing is going to change, when clearly criminal conduct was taking place here. I mean, this is prejudicial. And can you imagine if you're threatening a client with over 20 years in prison because I ran for president of the United States on a third-party ticket, and because Tim, the lawyer in the case, is my son.
It's total authoritarian crazy town stuff. We just skipped this network break because this is so important, the last segment of this week's transmissions with Chuck Baldwin and his son. I mean, you guys have been effective all over the country, waking churches up about the government control, having a huge effect. When you ran for president, had a huge effect. That's why you're putting those secret government reports. That's why they demonize you. That's why they demonize me and Ron Paul and Rand Paul. But it didn't work. Now Ron Paul, Rand Paul, Alex Jones, Chuck Baldwin, all this stuff is mainstream now. It's scaring the system. Mainstream publications like the Times of London say worldwide libertarianism's taking over, leading out of the U.S. The problem's been the U.S. for a while because tyrants seized us. The solution could come from the U.S. We could turn this around, but expanding on this, if they were setting up communists in a town who weren't trying to hurt people, but even if they were, they deserve due process because next I'll lose my due process. It's better that 10 guilty men go free than one innocent man go to prison. So if they were trying to set up communists like this, I would criticize it, and I have. But this is constitutionalist with sterling records. Next, who knows what they'll do? They might try to set you up or claim criminal things or plant stuff in your house. I mean, this is what goes on. I'm not saying these guys particularly, but to me or some or to Ron Paul or Rand Paul, there's no telling. We've got to stand together when things like this happen and let the system know, listen, you're not going to run over us because we're loyal Americans. You're not going to demonize us because we actually stand for having a decent country. It's you people that are out of touch, so out of touch, that you think our Constitution is a dirty word. Chuck Baldwin.
Well, see, what most people don't realize is when they think of the court system, they think that both sides have justice in mind. And that's the way it's supposed to be. Politics has no business in the justice system. This is supposed to be about justice. It's about the Constitution, about the rights of man. It's about innocent until proven guilty. And what we have going on here is the politicization of our justice system, where you have politicians who, for their own parochial purposes, are using the justice system to try and manipulate political ends within that situation.
That's called tyranny.
That's exactly what it's called. It's tyranny. It's ungodliness. It's antithetical to everything that America was built on. If we cannot have justice in our local courts, think about this, ladies and gentlemen. If we cannot have justice, if you cannot walk into a courtroom knowing that there's going to be justice as the motivation in any case, if it's all about politics, if it's about agendas, if it's about careers and all these things, then we have lost our country. We're not America anymore. We're not free anymore. We're not a republic anymore. Everything that our founding fathers fought and died for is kaput. This kind of thing is what is, I think, it's the tip of the iceberg, but it reveals the depth of the situation that we
have. That's right. If they sweep it under the rug, it means it's going on in every county, and it's a green light to do more of it. But if somebody gets in trouble for this, it's a red light to all the people that want to use the court system as their own personal cash register or political weapon to beat people over the head and bankrupt people they don't like because they dare promote the Constitution. Since I mentioned it, I want to put the article out of Massachusetts up on screen. Mass school board rejects, then accepts Constitution booklets. Former resident offered 2,800 copies. That's in the Eagle Tribune. And they were going to give them the little pocket constitutions, you know, that they give out when you visit Congress and stuff. They said, oh, no, this is politically incorrect. We can't accept something this evil. I mean, how have they gotten it to the point where a pocket constitution in my film Road to Tyranny, squad car video of Abby Newman, no criminal record, naval veteran buying canning supplies in town. They get in her trunk at a checkpoint. They won't let her search it, broad daylight. So they open up the trunk. There's a Patriots game VHS with Harrison Ford. There's my film Police State, and there's a pocket constitution. And the state police start hyperventilating like they found a dead baby or something. What type of mind control is this, where if they see a corrupt government and abortions, they see something good, but they see a pocket constitution, they start hyperventilating? That's like absurdist Kurt Vonnegut stuff. I mean, that's like satire, Chuck.
Well, yeah, and it plays right into the case we're talking about. Now, think about this. Think about this. The reason that the county attorney and his subordinates were so upset with Tim being the lawyer in this case, think about it. Here's what got him upset. I, his dad, Chuck Baldwin, ran for president of the United States on a third-party ticket in 2008. That's number one. Number two, we, Tim and I both, are constitutionalists. That was it. Those two things created the bias, which created the intimidation and the threats.
Well, it's like vampires are scared of crosses. I mean, for us, that's ridiculous. Why would you be against the Constitution? To them, it's really scary.
Yeah, I mean, when you get to a point that you are willing to put people in jail because of the political opinions of the attorney that is representing the case in court, that is no different.
The North Korea.
No different than what the Nazis did in the 1920s and 30s and what the communists did under Stalin. There's no different.
Exactly, and I guarantee you a lot of our listeners who are great people are so conditioned by evil that this isn't even a big deal to them anymore. I catch myself all the time seeing something horrible, and it's just so par for the course. How do you spiritually, Chuck, I want to go to break and come back in overdrive and get final comment from you and your son and give out the website so people can see more of this. But how do we all get to the point immersed in evil where even if we don't like it, we become comfortable with it?
Well, Edmund Burke said all that's necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. And if we want evil to triumph, we do nothing. I think most of your audience are activists.
I know they are. I'm just saying some people out there, even myself sometimes, I just get used to it. You know, it's just, there's just so much of it.
Well, I don't want to ever get used to it. I don't want to get used to it. I'm going
to. No, I totally agree with you.
This stuff.
No, I totally agree with you. What do you pray to God to, like, keep you angry about? I mean, I'm very angry. But I'm saying the stuff happening now, I would have gone crazy 10 years ago.
How much does freedom mean to you, and how much do you want your children to live in a land of freedom?
It means everything.
It means everything to me, too.
It's just incredible. We're going to come right back in 1 minute. Final comments from both of you. Then I'll be back live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Nightly News Tonight, 7 o'clock Central, PrisonPlanet.tv. Support us. Spread the word. We're supporting your rights and your freedom. We're all in this together. Great job, crew. Overdrive coming up.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right. Into overdrive here. We're going to put up on screen the phone number to the Attorney General and to this prosecutor. If folks want to call him, the Attorney General, and say, investigate this more. Don't just reprimand it. Because don't just have a verbal reprimand. You can see on the tape. You can hear what happened, and it just shows how out of touch these people are that they would want to violate somebody's rights, kick a lawyer off, blackball somebody from working just because they feel like it. It shows an enormous entitlement and babyness. And when I was trying to articulate earlier that. How do you stay outraged? I stay too outraged. I think about this stuff all the time. I work all the time. Everybody knows that. But still, I catch myself sometimes seeing something outrageous and not getting upset by it. And I realize the general public's like that all the time. I know our audience is super awake. I'm saying out of the general public out there listening, though, there are people going, oh, what's the big deal? That stuff goes on everywhere. If you've gotten to that point, that's why our country's dying. Final comment for 2 minutes, Chuck Baldwin, and then Tim Baldwin about where this is going.
Yeah, and I think that once we realize that we can make a difference, I think that will impact the way that we act. I think what a lot of people have, the attitude, unfortunately, is that it's hopeless, and there's nothing they can do. And they don't realize the power that they have as the citizenry of this country. I mean, whenever we find an injustice and we know what's going on, we need to do everything we can. We may not can do everything, Alex, but we can do what we can.
The globalists aren't going to tell us about all the victories we're having. They're happening all over the place all the time. We are actually having huge victories.
Absolutely we are. And, you know, I'm involved as you are, and we're doing what we can. But everybody out there that's listening can do something. Everybody can pick up a phone and call an AG's office and say, hey, what are you doing trying to sweep this under the rug? Just criminal activity going on in your state under your watch. You're the Attorney General of the state. It's your responsibility to clear this up. We demand that you honor your oath to the Constitution. Anybody can do that. Anybody can call the county attorney's office and say, you cannot get by with this. You cannot use people as manipulated cattle for your own particular purposes. And that's what they're trying to do. Think about trying to put somebody in jail for over 20 years of his life to get back at a lawyer who, because they don't like him because he's a constitutional.
Yeah, these people are not God-fearing.
President of the United States of America. And because of that, your husband's going to go to jail for 20 years because we don't like your the attorney that he has. Think about that. This is people's lives we're talking about. We're talking about people's freedom, Alex. That could be you. That could be your father, your mother, your brother, your sister, your wife, your kids. If they would do that to this man and his wife, they would do that to anybody else. People mean nothing. They're just using them as an agenda to promote whatever they want to accomplish inside that county. And we cannot allow that to happen. And everybody in this audience that's listening right now has the power to do something.
That's right. I'll put the phone number back up right now. We'll put that up and all. Montana Attorney General's 406-444-2026. 406-444-2026. And then we have the Flathead County Attorney up there as well. I guess, you know, he should just maybe resign. That police officer should resign. I don't know the point of calling them, but just maybe let them know we're aware of what's going on. But thank you so much, Chuck Baldwin, chuckbaldwinlive.com. Is that the best website?
That's the best website, chuckbaldwinlive.com.
For folks to visit. We got about 45 seconds. Tim Baldwin, constitutional lawyer, you close it out.
Well, first of all, Alex, let me just tell you, I'm not the first person to encounter these kinds of things in Flathead County. And in fact, I have a lot of support from what's going on. First of all, the attorneys that I work with, Phyllis and Jack Faultman, they've already been fighting these battles 15 years ago with the same prosecutor that we're talking about here, Ed Corrigan. They've had the same battles. I respect them greatly, and that's the reason why we actually joined up, was because we have a similar philosophy of protecting our clients' rights, and it brought us together. But they're not the only ones. There are attorneys throughout this county that have told me personally they know what I'm doing is right. They've experienced things like this before. For some reason, they may not have had the opportunities or have not spoken out as much as I have or Phyllis and Jack Bob.
I hear you. We're out of time. People just got to have the will to fight and take action. And these little battles are the big battle. God bless you all. See you back Sunday.